everyone. This is Left, Right and Center and I'm Maria Shakil. The question that I ask on the show, are we a no country for women? Two minors sexually assaulted in their school. Shocking details of casting couch coming in from the Kerala film industry. And we continue our coverage for justice for the 31-year-old doctor whose case saw some very sharp reactions come in from the Supreme Court. On the show tonight, I'm quoting what the Supreme Court said. Do we have to wait for another rape before real change happens? The headlines this hour. The nation cannot await another rape for real change on the ground. Stinging words from the Supreme Court on the Kolkata rape and murder of a junior doctor as the Chief Justice bench questioned the actions and failures of the Bengal government, cops and hospital. The top court directed a task force to look into hospital safety, but doctors' associations say they will continue with their protests. Massive protests at a train station in Thane after the sexual assault of two minor girls at a school and the police delay in filing complaint. The train tracks were blocked for several hours till cops drove away protesters with a lathi charge. A cleaner has been arrested. Fallen food and vegetable price in July, not enough to cut rates, says RBI governor in an exclusive interview to NDTV Profit, says inflation is coming under control. The Justice Hema Committee report on the condition of women in the Malayalam film industry has made startling revelations on the harrowing experiences of women. Says the industry is controlled by a mafia that includes top actors, directors and producers, creating a hostile environment. The Congress hits out over the delay in release. Centre does a rethink on the lateral entry process. It drops lateral entry plan. Amidst ally opposition pressure, Chirag Paswan raised the issue with the Prime Minister. Government says the appointments must uphold the principles of social justice. How do we save 50% of our population? A nation that doesn't respect or can't protect its women can never progress. We at NDTV have been highlighting such shocking cases of crimes against women, hoping it will generate the right conversations and lead to meaningful dialogue. Join our campaign, share your thoughts, because your opinion matters. Today, the Supreme Court, hearing the Kolkata rape murder incident, said that the nation cannot wait for another rave for changes on the ground. In fact, the D.Y. Chandrachur-led bench also expressed strong dissatisfaction with the West Bengal government and the authorities at the hospital over the delay in filing the FIR and other procedural lapses in handling the case. These words by the Chief Justice should ring loud. He said, and I'm quoting him, "Medical professions have become vulnerable to violence. Due to ingrained patriarchal biases, women doctors are targeted more. As more and more women join the workforce, the nation cannot wait for another rape for things to change on the ground," unquote. Joining me on the show is Dr. Randeep Guleria, former director of All India Institute of Medical Sciences. We have Dr. Aparna Malhotra, protester in Kolkata. Abha Singh, advocate and women's rights activist. Dr. Manav Jaiswal is spokesperson of the Trinamool Congress, and we have Anila Singh, national spokesperson of the BJP. Dr. Guleria, women are joining the workforce, but these incidents will only force them to drop out of workforce. Shouldn't that be a matter of concern? And particularly, you know, here is a doctor who has been raped inside the hospital. This was supposed to be a safe zone for her.
Yes, I totally agree with you that there is a huge issue as more and more women join the workforce and they become part of the medical profession or any other profession. There is a need for us to really develop a strategy so that they are protected as far as the working environment is concerned. Unfortunately, as we've seen in the medical profession, when we look at our residents, the number of residents has increased dramatically over the last few years, but the facilities for these residents has not increased. And there are many hospitals where there is only one duty room, both for men and women, and they have to stay and sleep in the same room. which is not acceptable. And I think that is something that even the Honorable Supreme Court has said is not acceptable. Similarly, the facilities are not up to the standard in terms of the requirements that are there from not only from the protection point of view, but from the infrastructure that is needed for anyone to be there who is on duty. And I think therefore there is a need for us to develop a strategy to be able to see that whatever the Honorable Supreme Court has said and the national task force that it has set up, whatever the recommendation be, they be implemented in proper spirit and they are actually implemented at the ground. Otherwise, this will be just something that we keep raising an issue about, but nothing happens at a ground level.
But in terms, since you know you have been a director at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, my question is, how do you ensure that there are safe spaces or, you know, a resting room for women doctors, women staff?
So I think the most important thing is that you have to look at two things, the infrastructure and the security. As far as the infrastructure is concerned, as your resident number increases, as you start having more people, you need to also develop that infrastructure in terms of duty rooms, in terms of resting places, both for nurses, health, doctors, and for other healthcare workers. So that is as far as the infrastructure is concerned. And at the same time, you need to develop issues where you are able to have security, which is either in a way of security guards or limited access to areas where residents are working or where they are resting, so that patients or attendants or anyone from outside cannot access that area.
Okay.
So this is really something to do, but the implementation always becomes that. And I think over a period of time, the implementation becomes less and less aggressive, and that is what has led to the problem.
Yes. Dr. Appanna, you know, the Supreme Court has come down heavily on the role of the state government and raised the raised questions regarding the role of the principal in particular in this particular case, and rightly so, that he rushed through the entire case and announced it as a suicide much before the postmortem was done and the family was made to wait. These questions are something that are being raised repeatedly. No FIR was registered until night and the parents of the victim were not allowed to see the body. Specifically, the court has noted that the FIR was filed at 11:45 p.m. despite the body having been handed over to the parents by 8:30 p.m., another delay of 3 hours. You know, this Kolkata police cover-up is being exposed, clearly.
Clearly. And thank you for having me on the show. I would like to say the Honorable Supreme Court today, acting like a guardian, has given a blanket statement on workplace safety in the hospital. I thank them for having said that. But the discourse and deliberations today is not about workplace safety, because this could have happened even if the things would have been placed, because the perpetrators of the crime had been from within the system. And it is on the 9th of August that this incident had happened. We lost our child, and as a doctor, as a citizen of India, and as a woman residing in West Bengal, I'm anguished, ashamed and numbed that from 9th of August till 20th of August, nothing has progressed so far. The answer is blowing in the wind. You can see it, that everybody on the streets are demanding justice, and now nobody is actually trying to pinpoint on the perpetrators. We are talking about workplace safety. Okay, it's fine. We need to deliberate on it. But the need of the hour is to pinpoint who the perpetrators were, be it the principal or be it his associates, and how could such a heinous crime of such nature happen within the work premises. I'm numbed, anguished, ashamed.
Yes, absolutely.
To add.
And here is the crime scene, which is the hospital. And police had to protect the crime scene, which was not done.
Yes.
So if anything, Dr. Manav Jaiswal, rather than, you know, all the street street marches that are being done, the state government should be taking action against the cops for a shoddy investigation.
First of all, namaskar to the nation. And I must add that we, as a citizen of Bengal, we as a political party, we as the Sena of none other than Mamata Banerjee, the only woman chief minister in the country, stand with the family. I would definitely not like to comment that what is happening at the judiciary, But you have to understand, it's been almost 11 days, of which 6 days have been with the CBI. And what is the progress? The accused has been arrested. We want justice for our girl child.
Yes.
Mamata Banerjee doing the Padyatra is not, it is definitely not a power march or something. It is, as a woman,
which is
not
now
as a chief
under
minister.
Scrutiny. Instead, he was appointed as principal of another prestigious college immediately.
Whatever has happened, once a case has been registered, once things have been on to count, it is taking its own course. Judiciary, law will take its own action. And this is what democracy is.
Okay.
It cannot be
so
powerful.
Law will take its action.
All alive.
Law will
but the idea
it
is, now listen, is the local police who is taking cognizance of all the alleged crimes that he has been doing of so many years. And the one it has come into force, it has been taken into account. You have to understand, it is the same police who had arrested that accused. You have to understand that we, the only chief minister in the country, till date, has stood by the victim's family.
Yes, so the question
has been
is,
any incident? Do you
a
have
woman
any
chief
incident
minister,
in Pan-India?
And it's,
do you have any
it's
incident
important
in Pan-India
for a woman chief minister to be far more, she should be not reactive the way it is happening. The question is, it's not the observation that's coming from the BJP. This is the observation coming from the Supreme Court of India. And I think it should be taken very, very seriously. Rather than passing the buck saying that there is a larger conspiracy here at play. Anila Singh, the larger question is, can you ensure that there is no
politics
on the side of the BJP now?
Agenda.
You know, because what is unfortunately happening is that the issue of crimes against women, the issue is actually being subsumed into what is political slugfest which is playing out. And BJP is equally responsible, if not more.
My Raram to all. And Maria, whenever a major crime against women case has come up in our country, I think we have debated many times on
yes. We have.
And I always talk about women. I always talk about women. Women's safety. Whether that woman belongs to West Bengal or to Karnataka or to Maharashtra or to Uttar Pradesh. But unfortunately, when a woman chief minister of a state who is home minister as well as health minister of that state, she is unable to protect or give a proper right positive conditions for the women in their institutes. So when women are so unsafe there, lately we had seen the Sandesh Khali case also, where leaders of TMC were, he was involved with his other goons. Again, she had all the excuses for that. She had all the statements in the advocates, advocating that person. So when this came, when this case came in front of us, what the system was doing, the principal was awarded. He was not suspended. He was awarded. Just now, TMC spokesperson was saying that law is going to take its own course. Sir, giving new appointment to Mr. Ghosh, what law has to do with that?
Yes.
Your chief minister allowed it. Your chief minister is protesting against her own system. Police is saying that
completely mistaken, Maria. Maria,
what is a system? It is the responsibility of the institute.
Unfortunate part of this entire development is that we are not talking about the doctor's safety. We are talking about everything which is sound here.
No. You could, for you, it could be a surround sound. For us, it is a Ratri Sathi. It is a companion for night for all the doctors, the women doctors in the state. Not only doctors, any woman employees who is working in the government places, public places, is being taken care of by Mamata Banerjee's government. The Ratri Sathi is already
safe
active.
Spaces for women.
No, listen. We are doing it. Listen to me. There is a police outpost in every hospital today, government hospital. We are coming up with the women team who will be actively participating for the security for all the women employees in other government institutions. We are bringing up apps. We are doing a particular vigilance.
Okay. Dr. Aparna wants to make a point. Please come in and then I bring in Abbas.
Police stations is Bengal. Women, Bengal and Calcutta has been awarded multiple times but the safest city for women. We cannot deny that.
Okay, so let's ask Anila that question. You are a woman
active.
Doctor who's on the show.
She has been very, very, she has been
okay,
very loud on
Manipur. That's a point of a politician, point of view
don't
of a politician.
Politics. And Mamata, and listen, Maria, I need to add this one. Give me 10 seconds. Mamata Banerjee was not walking on the street against the administration. She was walking on the street that you cannot make my child a political victim. You
yes,
have
so
people like BJP
so both
and the
TMC and the BJP is responsible
victim.
For making her a political talking point. Unfortunate part. You're not talking about
the
agenda changes. Which has to happen. Which is being spoken by Dr. Guleri on the show. Please go ahead. Dr. Aparna on the screen now, please. Yes.
Can I please come in? All the metaphorical expressions that this government has vis-a-vis the women's safety is all a sham. I take utter sense of understanding because otherwise this girl would not have found in such a tortured state
this is,
in the
this
seminar
is accidental,
room.
Madam, Dr. Mahanta.
Abbas Singh,
this
now
is
that the task force has
accidental.
Been set up,
I wish this task force is expected to recommend how to ensure safety and security of medical staff.
You know, in a country where medical professionals are not safe, what does it reflect of us? In a country where we are talking about crimes against women and children on a daily basis, what does it reflect of us?
You know, in fact, it shows that how perverse the society has become. And in spite of having strong laws, after Nirbhaya, we got the new laws, 2013 Criminal Act, we got where we got death penalty for rapists, for gang rape. And after that, we are having hashtags of Nirbhaya too, which means nothing has changed. Today, the doctors are asking for safety, and this is two types of safety. One is making their workplaces safe so that at least they have restrooms, they have they have safe spaces where they can rest and all. That is one thing. But the second thing is a lot of doctors we saw during COVID also and otherwise also, if there is a death of some patient, the relatives come and start beating up the doctors. Maharashtra at least passed a law in 2010 where anybody who attacks a doctor can be put behind bars. But we don't have a central law. The residents, doctors have been demanding, the unions have been demanding for long that there should be a central protection act for the doctors so that nobody should be allowed to beat them up or damage their hospitals in case a death takes place because no doctor wants to kill any patient. Even till today, the central government has not come with that law. And now, after this incident, the Home Minister, Health Minister has said that he is going to look into it. So this shows that we have crores of rupees, 1 lakh crore, more than 1 lakh crore, goes in food subsidy, giving free food to the poor. But we don't have the money to make restrooms for our girls. We don't have money to make washrooms for our girls. This clearly shows that women are not a vote bank. And today also, the rape of this girl, trainee doctor is being used by BJP, Congress, Rahul Gandhi, Mamata Banerjee. I mean, it's become a political thing rather than being a crime against women. No wonder 4-year-old girls have been sexually assaulted in Maharashtra. You've had a nurse being raped and killed in Moradabad. You've had the Manipur rape. Because women issues are only used as vote banks, not as a substantial law. So I would like that this message should go to all that today we are talking about women's safety. We are talking about protecting our girls. And if CBI has taken, the rapist has already been arrested. What more CBI will get? That is what to see. The biggest wrong thing was that the principal who stepped down should not have been reinstated and the FIR should have been registered immediately. Supreme Court has said clearly in Lalita Kumari that if it is a cognizable offence, register the FIR immediately. So these are the lapses of the police and that too primarily because police is a state subject and it is all in the hands of the politicians. Prakash Singh Kes has always said, make a board, make the police free from politicians. The day we remove the police from the clutches of the local politicians, women and girls will be safe in this country. At least to some extent.
Okay, I have just enough time for Dr. Guleria. Dr. Guleria, of course, the role of the principal of the college is of, is really, really problematic here. My question is that, you know, in terms of investigation, how are you viewing the investigation so far? Do you think the principal has much to explain?
Yes, I think so. I think the role of the principal has always been in doubt, and there is, the activity or the reinstatement or the transfer of the principal was not in order. But I also feel that we need to look at it from two points of view. One is that there should be quick justice for the unfortunate event that happened in Calcutta, and it seems to have got sort of embroiled in political battle rather than looking at it from the point of view of providing justice to a citizen of India, a girl who was actually working to provide care to patients and was doing her job and her duty in a very selfless manner. So I think that is one very important part. The second part is that this has raised the whole issue of the workplace for doctors and for women in all areas. And I think this is something which should be beyond politics. We need to look at how can we make our citizens safe? How can we make the workforce safe? And especially the residents who work for so many hours nonstop and really are the backbone of most hospitals. So I think there is an issue of us developing a strategy which is also implemented. Sometimes we have a lot of laws in place, but they don't get implemented. And there has to be some sort of a central protection act to protect doctors, because this is something which needs to be looked at from a long-term sustainable issue.
But sir, you know, there was a legislation, there is a bill that has been pending since 2012. Do you think Nirbhaya case actually ensured the changes in law? You know, there was Justice Verma committee which was set up. Do you think this particular incident in Kolkata will ensure that the doctor's protection? She was a doctor and a woman, but that focus on protection of doctors is something that has to be emphasized on? The crimes against doctors, I think that duty has to be really handled?
I totally agree with that. We need to develop strategies which are there on ground in terms of protecting our healthcare workers, doctors who are doing duties and doing odd hours and working late in the night. If we don't develop a strategy, then it is not fair to the doctors who are working in these hospitals. And if you look at the conditions that are there in most government hospitals, it is not up to the standards. And this incident should be a wake-up call. And I hope that we are able to develop some degree of minimal basic standard which should be there across the board, irrespective of whichever state the hospital is in.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Dr. Guleria, we have Dr. Aparna. Thank you so much. Abha Singh, Dr. Manav, and Anila Singh.